It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutton. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute.
This is it. L&M filters. This is it.
Light and mild.
Coast to coast, smokers are saying.
Better tasting filter tip cigarette.
This is it.
L&M filters. L&M filters with the miracle tip.
Today, L&M filters have a nationwide demand never before equaled by any other cigarette in so short a time. One simple statement tells the reason for L&M's success. This is it. It's the filter that counts, and L&M has the best. L&M's exclusive miracle tip contains alpha cellulose to give you effective filtration. Two other things are important. L&M's have much more flavor, much less nicotine. As Patricia Morrison puts it, L&M filters are just what the doctor ordered. Buy America's highest quality and best filter tip cigarette. Light and mild, L&M. A very unusual thing happened to Mr. and Mrs. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista today. A phone call came from Mrs. J. Manville Whitney III, inviting them to her hilltop estate this afternoon for tea. It's no wonder they're both a little excited as we joined them along the way.
I just can't get over it. Mrs. J. Manville Whitney inviting us to tea. She's richer than Boston cream pie.
Sounded very friendly on the phone. Said Doc Gamble talks about us all the time and she'd like to meet us. Said, would I and my charming wife join her at 4 o'clock in a cup of tea?
I hope you didn't say want to be awful wet in there. Or have you got a teacup big enough to hold the three of us, or...
No, of course not. I was extremely dignified. I merely said, charmed, madame, charmed, I'm sure. Be delighted.
Then you hung up the phone and ran out to the kitchen screaming, hey, Molly, guess what, and fell over the mop bucket. How do I look, all right?
Beautiful, beautiful. But don't let old Lady Whitney's money worry you, kiddo. After all, she's a friend of Doc Gamble's, and any friend of Doc's is good enough for me.
That's very democratic of you, sweetheart.
I don't know about you, but personally, I'm going to go out of my way to be nice to Mrs. Whitney, in spite of her money.
Well, it's nice of her. Watch your turn. There's the private road up ahead.
I see it. Vista Heights. Boy, what a neighborhood. There's more money up on top of that hill than there is in Fort Knox. Look at them mansions.
My, isn't this section beautiful?
Whoa, wait till you see the Whitney place. Cost as much as any six of these 40-room bungalows along here. As a matter of fact, I understand the Whitney house is so expensive that the butler takes it in when it rains. Don't you get it, Molly? The butler...
Slow down, McGee.
Oh, now you're not going to get out and walk just because I'm...
It isn't that. There's a man standing in the road up ahead, you see?
Oh, yeah. Dirty looking clothes on him. Wonder what he's doing in this neighborhood.
Looks like he's trying to hitch a ride.
No, not with me, he ain't. Guy looks like a bad character.
Watch it. He's walking right out in front of us.
Hey, look out there!
For goodness sakes!
Hey, bud, what do you think you're doing? Get out of the road. You're trying to get killed?
Sorry, sir, but I'm in a jam.
Don't give him any money, Molly. He looks like a boozer.
You must be wondering what I'm doing on a private road like this in these dirty clothes. But you see, I was down at the stables grooming my polo pony for the exercise, you know.
Oh, sure.
And as I was driving back listening to the Dow Jones stock averages, my broker called on my car telephone and told me that carbide, copper, and zinc is likely to drop 10 points any minute.
Oh, brother.
And just when I was about to tell him to sell, I hit a ditch and smashed my brand new 54 convertible into a tree. Now, I've got to get to a telephone quick. It's urgent, and... Don't you believe me?
Well, you'll have to excuse us, bud, but we don't meet millionaires with polo ponies and 54 convertibles with direct lines to their broker's office hitchhiking on a private road needing to shave and wearing a pair of jeans and a dirty old T-shirt very often.
But I told you...
Maybe it's the truth, McGee.
Ha!
Oh, please, sir, we're wasting time. The butter may drop out of carbide, copper, and zinc at any minute. If I don't get to that phone in the next few minutes, I'll be wiped out. I'll lose $250,000.
Goodness!
Don't let him throw you, kiddo. It's just an act. Now look, bud.
Chase is the name. Harrison B. Chase. I'll make it worth your while.
Look, if you're about to get wiped out in the stock market and all you need is a telephone, why don't you use the phone booth at the bottom of the hill? It's just a block back there and...
I know this is silly, but I haven't got a dime. I left home this morning in rather a hurry.
Ah, and your valet forgot to strap on your money belt, right?
I left my wallet at... But say, if you'll lend me $2.50...
$2.50?
My broker's in New York and
That's all I've heard. Haven't you, Maui?
Well, it certainly is an unusual approach.
Wait, please, make it a dollar and I'll call the Chicago office. If I don't reach my broker before, it's too late, right?
Oh, boy, how do you like that guy?
The world is certainly full of strange people. Oh, goodness, look what time it is. 3 minutes till four.
Don't worry, we'll make it. Anyway, it's fashionable to be a little bit late. And don't be nervous. When we get there, just keep your eye on me.
Don't think I won't.
You just be suave and do like I do. Crook your little pinky when you lift the teacup.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
It's dependable, see, so dependable, hey, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
This year, as always, you can depend on RCA Victor for the brightest TV ideas. For proof, don't miss seeing a sensational new model that actually swivels on its base. Now you can stop shifting furniture around. Just swivel the set and presto, you can watch TV from anywhere in your room. This is just one of the many exciting innovations in the new line of RCA Victor television. See it at your dealer, and remember...
It's dependable, see, so dependable, A, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Remember, the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
Wow. Look at the size of this mansion.
Tremendous.
Ring the bell, will you?
Isn't that pretty? I just can't imagine why anyone as rich as Mrs. J. Manville Whitney would be anxious to meet us, McGee. She's got more money.
That's the only reason I can figure. Her money.
Hmm?
Her dough. Her husband left her a fortune, right?
Yes, but...
You know how women are when it comes to handling finances. Oh, I don't mean you, of course. I mean rich, loaded old ladies like Mrs. Whitney, that she's got money she hasn't even counted yet.
You think she wants you to count it for her?
No, the way I figure, Doc Gamble probably told her how shrewd I am when it comes to high finances, and she wants some advice on what to do with this dough and how to...
You?
Hmm?
I said, you.
Oh. Mr. McGee and party, bud. Here by special request of Mr. J. Manville Whitney, the third, for tea and trumpets.
Oh, yes. This way, please. I'll tell madam you're here.
Boy, look at the size of this hall.
Goodness, have you ever seen such an elaborate staircase?
Well, you can have the staircase. I'll take the carpet. This is for me. Oh, look how soft it is.
Good heavens, McGee, get up from there.
Huh?
That butler's liable to come back any minute.
Mr. and Mrs. McGee, madam. Arriving at 4:05.
All aboard?
Dearie.
Oh, do show them in, Robert. Oh, and call my brother again. After all, it is his money we are going to discuss. I'm sure he'd like to be here.
Yes, then. Please go in.
Oh, thank you, my good man. My arm, my dear. What did I tell you? Did you hear what she said about us discussing her brother's money? Probably wants to invest. Ah, Mrs. Whitney. So good of you to ask us to tea.
Mr. McGee.
Allow me to present a very dear wife of mine, Molly. Molly, meet Mrs. Money. Mrs. Whitney. Mrs. J. Manville Whitney, the third, to be exact. Right, sis?
Right, son.
How do you do, I'm sure?
Oh, do sit down, please. I'm so happy you and Mr. McGee could accept my invitation this afternoon.
Pleasure, madame. Charm.
You see, I have a rather difficult problem, and Dr. Gamble has spoken so highly of both of you.
We're very fond of the doctor, too.
Yes. Any friend of old Lardbottom, or a friend of Doc Gamble's is a friend of ours. Any help I can be up to, I'll be glad to.
Well, it isn't your help I need, Mr. McGee, as much as Mrs. McGee's.
Mrs. McGee?
Yes. Women know so much more about these things than men do. And huh? Since Dr. Gamble is a mutual friend...
Well, I'm a little lost here, Mrs. Whitney. Would you mind...
Oh, not at all. I'm afraid I did give it to you a little fast. You see, tomorrow marks Dr. Gamble's 10th year with our Whitney Baby Clinic.
Oh.
And since my brother is chairman of the board, he wanted to show our appreciation by giving the doctor a surprise dinner in his honor.
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful, McGee?
Yeah. Poopy.
Dr. Gamble never stops talking about what a wonderful cook you are, Mrs. McGee.
Ah, bless his heart, Byrne.
So if you would assist my brother with a guest list...
Your brother? Oh, I'll be glad to assist him. He's loaded, too, I presume, with ideas. Loaded with ideas about who to invite, of course.
That's what he wants your help on, Mr. McGee. I'm so happy you'll assist us with this. We've engaged the sump room at the Ritz Vista for tomorrow night, and...
Martha, where are you?
In here, dear, in the library. That's my brother now. You must meet him. I'm sure he and Mr. McGee will get along famously.
Ah, yes.
Stay with that phone, Roberts, and the minute you get them, call me.
Come in, Harrison. I'd like you to meet... Oh, Harrison, dear, what happened?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you look all upset.
I've had a terrible experience, but I'll tell you later. Robert said Mr. and Mrs. McGee were here, and I'm anxious to meet them.
Of course. Well, that's odd. They were here just a minute ago. Oh, there they are, behind the divan, probably making up a new game for Dr. Gamble's party. Oh, come on out, you two. I want you to meet my dear brother, Harrison. Harrison B. Chase, chairman of the board of the Chase Manor.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. If you're like so many people, you find it quite a problem to keep up with the news in this fast-changing world of ours. There never seems to be enough time to read and hear it all. Well, NBC has the answer to that problem for you. It's a Sunday afternoon program called Weekend, and it's a 2-hour radio newspaper designed to keep you informed of all the latest events. Front page stories, sports, society news, anything that made news during the week is recounted for you on Weekend by expert reporters like Leon Pearson, Merrill Muller, Tex and Jinx McCrary, and many others. Keep up with the headlines and go behind the headlines for the inside stories each Sunday on Weekend. And don't forget such special NBC news features as Meet the Press, American Forum of the Air, Chicago Roundtable, and many others. Programs that bring you the people who make headlines in person. Stay with NBC for the best in news coverage.
I'm so glad.
Oh, that's simply priceless, Harrison. You mean the stock actually rallied and went up instead of down?
15 points before I could get my broker on the phone. Wait till the boys at the club hear about this.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to have been able to help you to hold on to it, Harrison, old man.
Certainly did me a great favor, McGee.
I knew if I sat there in the car and advised you not to sell when you were so upset about it, you'd think I just didn't know investments.
How true.
So I just used strategy. Drove off and left you. That's the only way I knew.
We're so grateful to you both. And about the party tomorrow night, your suggestions have been a great help, Mrs. McGee.
Glad to do it. I'm sure it'll be a lovely party. But the hard part comes tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, when we try to get Doc Gamble into a tuxedo and over to the sump room at the Ritz Vista without him suspecting anything.
Well, that's right. How do you intend to do it, McGee?
Don't worry. I've got a plan.
That means you'll be up all night tossing and turning.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed. With Bill Thompson as the butler, Ed Begley as the man, and Gail Bonney as Mrs. Whitney. This is John Wald asking if the McGees will be able to surprise Dr. Gamble at his own surprise party. Will they manage to get him to put on a tuxedo and go to the Ritz Vista without being suspicious? Will the surprise be a surprise? And to whom? Tune in tomorrow night to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.